This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Raymond Tungakar. Top Missouri Republicans say they have no intention of expanding Medicaid eligibility as a result of the Supreme Court's ruling on the federal health care law. The High Court struck down a provision today that threatens states with the loss of existing federal Medicaid dollars if they refuse to expand coverage to adults earning up to 133% of the federal poverty level. That ruling essentially makes the expansion optional for states. House Majority Leader Tim Jones says the Republican-led legislature will not consider the expansion. About 255,000 Missourians would gain coverage if its Medicaid eligibility were raised to 133% of the poverty level. It would cost the state $100 million or more annually beginning in 2017. As temperatures heat up throughout Boone County, the Department of Health and Human Services is making sure everyone can cool down when they need to. The department established 9 cooling centers in Columbia that serve as an air-conditioned place where people can go when they need relief from the heat. Public Information Officer Jenilee Alexander says the centers are located in convenient locations.
We really feel like our locations are spread throughout the city and they're on bus lines, so pretty easy and accessible for people to get to. So we don't have any more this year than we had last year. But again, we feel like they're spread throughout the community and easily accessible for all.
Alexander says it's important to remember that cooling centers are not shelters and do not provide medical attention. A heat advisory is in effect today for several Missouri counties, including Boone, Cole, Audrain, Callaway, and Osage until Saturday evening. One of Missouri's leading opponents of the federal health care overhaul says the fight has only just begun. After today's Supreme Court ruling upholding the constitutionality of President Barack Obama's health care law, Missouri Republican Lieutenant Governor Peter Kinder said the law amounts to a monstrous tax on Americans, and he vowed to work towards its full repeal. Kinder filed a lawsuit over a year ago against the federal government, challenging the constitutionality of the individual mandate for all Americans to buy health insurance. The lieutenant governor told reporters in a conference call that while he finds the Supreme Court's decision, quote, lamentable, he's at least glad his case can move forward now.
We believe that it heightens the importance of Kinder versus Geithner Holder Sebelius et al., which is lodged now since last fall in the United States Court of Appeals for the Eighth Circuit, where the judges clearly there were waiting for this opinion.
Kinder mentioned multiple times that the ramifications to this decision will show up in November's election, and that he believes Missourians will oust those politicians who supported the Affordable Care Act. Missouri's Republican lawmakers are divided on whether to create an online insurance marketplace now that the Supreme Court has upheld most of the federal health care law. The law gives states the choice of running their own health insurance exchange or having the federal government run one for them beginning in 2014. Representative Chris Mollendorp, who operates an insurance agency in Raymore, said today that legislative leaders should appoint a committee to study a health insurance exchange and then quickly approve the creation of one in January. But House Majority Leader Tim Jones wants to take a wait-and-see approach. Jones says that if Mitt Romney defeats President Barack Obama, he believes Romney will suspend the requirement to have health insurance exchanges in each state. The Supreme Court decision to uphold the act also means hundreds of thousands of uninsured Missourians will need to get coverage by 2014. Some will turn to the online marketplaces known as health insurance exchanges. The director of health policy for the Missouri Foundation for Health, Ryan Barker, says Missouri is one of a couple dozen states that have resisted setting up a state health insurance exchange.
And so now legislators really need to come back and decide, do we want a Missouri-based exchange? Do we want the federal government to set up an exchange for us? Or do we want to have this federal-state partnership exchange where there's, you know, some cooperation in running the exchange?
Under the federal health care law, all states need to have their health insurance exchanges up and running by 2014. For KBIA News, I'm Raymond Tungakar.